愿因为平安同我哋父上帝，我哋主耶稣基督，归俾在座嘅或者系参与网上直播主日崇拜嘅弟兄姊妹同埋朋友。
May the grace and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be upon all brothers and sisters who are watching online and participating in service with us here today.
今日系张林期嘅第四主日，亦即系张林期最后一个主日。
Today is the fourth Sunday of the Advent season, which is also the last Sunday of this season.
在今年来讲，今日是张林期最后的一日，因为明天就是纪念我们主耶稣基督诞生的日子。
And it is the last day of the Advent season because tomorrow is the day we commemorate the birth and arrival of Jesus Christ.
所以明天我们教会10点有圣诞节崇拜的。
So please make sure to come back to church tomorrow at 10 a.m. for our Christmas service.
在圣诞前夕呢，讲到经文呢，今日选了这个的路加福音1:26-38。
For today's Christmas Eve service, the Bible passage for the sermon comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26-38.
在讲到之前呢，想问大家一个问题。
Let me pose a question for everyone before we start this sermon.
在这个世界上面，你认为边个是最伟大、最有福气的母亲呢？
Who is the greatest mother of all time?
誰是啊？不敢答啊？當然是自己的媽啦，是吧？
Of course, it's our own mothers.
但是聖經或者公認的最偉大、最有福氣的媽媽咪是誰啊？
In the Bible, who is considered the greatest mother of all?
誰啊？唉，瑪利亞。誰說的？圣经讲啦，所以等间知啊。点解唔直嘅呢个？
哦、oh. ，The greatest mother is of course Mary, as said in the Bible, as we will look into later.
嗱、啊，呢、这个仔系咁噶，呢、这个仔啊。
I am like this.
好，今日嘅经文咧，刚才主席已经读咗啦。
The Bible passage was read earlier by our chairperson.
呢一段经文咧系。记载耶稣降生之前其中一段的故事。
This passage documents a particular story before Jesus was born.
咁内容咧，我哋可以从背景啊、过程啊，或者系结论嚟去表达。
We can see this story as from the background, the course of events, and in the conclusion.
哦，首先睇下嗰个嘅背景先。
Let's look first at the background.
人物方面咧，就有天使加百列。
First for characters is the angel Gabriel.
他是天使，所以是奉我们天父上帝的旨意来到这个世上，是将个信息传达出去。
And as an angel, he was a messenger of the Lord bringing a message to Mary.
但是我们千万不要有这样的印象，以为天使一定是两只翼，会飞的，头顶有个光环，这些是我们世俗的一个想法。
But don't be mistaken that this angel looks fantastical, having wings or having a halo.
所以呢，天使咧好少啊！突然间，哇！一声一段光环照落嚟，吓到你跳起。
So in fact, Gabriel would not have looked very scary or surprising at all.
咁咧，另外一人物咧就系玛利亚。
The other character is Mary.
佢咧大约系16-17岁未婚嘅少女。
Who was only a 16-17-year-old girl at the time who was not married.
话佢未婚咧，其实就系。他已经是许配了一个名叫约瑟的这个的未婚夫，虽然未过门，但是已经是立了婚约了，等同了是已经结婚的。
During that time, she was engaged to a person named Joseph, and although the marriage had not happened yet, they were considered already married because of their engagement to each other.
所以呢，未婚夫妇呢，他们双方都要守贞节的，不可以破坏婚姻这个的忠诚的。
Both parties were to uphold their chastity,and were expected to be loyal to each other in their marriage.
而这个故事发生的地点呢，是在加利利的拿撒勒，是一个不超过100家人的一个小村庄，可以说名不见经传。
And the location of this story is in the little known city of Nazareth in Galilee, where the population was no bigger than 100 families.
就在6个月后，圣经这么记载的。那这个六个月是表示什么？就是说原来是玛利亚的表姐伊丽莎白怀孕6个月了。
As for the time, it was when Mary's older cousin Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant.
伊丽莎白即是她呢，这个表姐呢， 原来是一个年纪老迈过了这个生育期的这样的妇女，但是她现在竟然怀孕六个月、哦、
Elizabeth was an older woman who was beyond her prime for childbearing, who was surprisingly carrying a child.
不过伊丽莎白怀孕这件事呢，玛利亚不知道的。
But Mary did not know of her pregnancy beforehand.
那在整个过程是怎样呢？
Let's look at the course of events.
很仔细的。不要那么急一下麻烦是的、首先呢，天使来到玛利亚面前向她问安。
The angel first greets Mary by saying，
她这么说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
He says， Greetings， you who are highly favored， the Lord is with you。
我想请问一下，上面这一段的问安有哪个是一般人问安的句子呢？
If you think about it, what is considered normal in this greeting?
可能想不到，但是答案玛利亚交给我们。
So, we might not be able to think through it carefully, but Mary gives us an answer.
所以玛利亚就回应了，她回应是什么？她很惊慌。
So what was Mary's response? She was greatly troubled.
向下文知道不是因为哇天使突然在她面前出现，所以惊。
In the Bible, it doesn't actually show that she was surprised because of the way the angel came to her.
那为什么她会惊慌呢？
So why is it then?
原来呢，她在惊慌就是她反复思量，这个这样的问安究竟什么意思？
The answer is Mary would have likely been trying to figure out what this greeting actually meant.
就是说这个问安很不一样的问安。
She knew this greeting wasn't normal at all.
不一样在哪里呢？玛利亚讲就话，唔明白咩叫蒙大恩嘅女子呢一句。
It was because she was referred to as highly favored that made her confused。
所以呢个惊慌只系话佢系好即系个头脑咧一下转唔过嚟，好迷茫，都唔知点解啊嘅意思。
In this, she would have been confused, shocked, and distressed by this greeting。
于是咧。天使咧就回答玛利亚啦。
The angel then replies to Mary。
佢话唔使惊，唔需要慌乱嘅。
He says, "Do not be afraid, Mary."
然后咧再强调，佢话你已经系蒙神大恩嘅一个女子啦。
He goes on to emphasize again that she has already found favor with God。
但系咩恩啊？未讲嘅。
Well, what exactly is this favor?
咁所以天使咧。就用了一段说话，就记载在路加福音一章31-33节，他就这样说，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，他称为至高者的儿子，主上帝要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要作雅各家的王，直到永远，他国也没有穷尽。
As the text explains in verses 31-33,This favor is God's selection of Mary to conceive and give birth to a son who will be named Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
听了一大段了，那玛利亚的反应是怎样呢？
Again, what was Mary's response to the angel's speech?
听完之后，原来玛利亚只是听到一句啫。
It seemed that Mary only heard one thing in that passage.
就是第一句，就是关心吓，我怀孕生子。
Her main concern at the moment was, do I have to birth a child?
所以佢马上回应，我都未出嫁，点解会有呢嘢啊
？So she asks, how will this be since I am a virgin and unmarried?
所以天使讲大扎说话咧，啊喺玛利亚嚟讲就后边嗰啲全部唔记得晒噶。
So with the angel saying so many things, Mary probably could not fathom what happened afterwards.
所以做牧师讲道呢经常是的，是吧？讲完道问大家呢就记得一句而已。
As a preacher, there's many things that you say, but not a lot is given as response as to what is remembered.
天使明白玛利亚的心情，所以就马上回复这个玛利亚。
The angel understood Mary's concerns, so replies to her by saying,
他说圣灵临到你的身上，那什么意思呢？就在马太福音一章 18節講就係原來係聖靈感人。
As it says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, he says the Holy Spirit will come on her and she will become pregnant through the Spirit.
還有就係至高者呢個上帝嘅能力咧，會任備你嘅。
So if the Almighty God's power comes over you,
咁佢要做個證明㗎，係咪？
Then how can you prove it?
所以天使咧就用伊麗莎白一個已經過年紀老邁過咗生育期嘅人，依家懷孕六個月啦。
So the angel uses the old aged Elizabeth's pregnancy as an example
嚟作證明神滿有大能，凡事都能嘅，而且有佢大能去任备嚟相随，呢个咪系神与你同在嘅意思咯。
This example in Elizabeth shows that God's favor in those He who chooses and His sovereignty over all things.
好，结果咧
？So in conclusion，
玛利亚唔再考虑自己嘅安危啦。
Mary's concern is no longer for herself.
佢认为咧，认清咗自己咧，不过系主上帝嘅。
Through this story, Mary recognizes that she is only a servant of the Lord.
所以佢放低自己嘅主权。
She would deny her own authority over her own life.
心悦诚服咁样遵行上帝嘅旨意，按佢嘅意思而行。
And instead faithfully follow the Lord's commands.
然后就讲啦，情愿照你嘅话成就在我嘅身上。
So that's why in verse 38 she says, "May your word to me be fulfilled."
嗱，讲呢句说话嘅时候咧。语气好沉重嘅，但好坚定，冇兴奋，亦都冇激情。
These are heavy words, but also steadfast with strong conviction. Do not be mistaken, though; her words were not excited nor elated.
我哋听咗呢个故事之后，咁样就思考下呢段故事俾我哋嘅灵训同埋应用啦。
After we've heard this story, let's think about the application for us Christians nowadays.
请大家留意一下。
First, we should pay attention.
这个故事由始至终都是我们的父上帝主动的。
In this story, from start to end, the Lord is the proactive agent.
玛利亚只是负责回应而已。
Mary was only in charge of responding to him.
父上帝去拣选玛利亚，不是因为玛利亚曾经为这件事是祈过祷的。
The Lord chooses Mary not because she prayed for selection beforehand.
完全都是上帝无条件地赐下这个大恩典。
It was completely God's unconditional grace.
但在整个过程当中，
But through the course of events,
上帝是没有任何一些压力施加在玛利亚身上，去叫玛利亚呢完全降服接受。
God did not exert pressure or force Mary to accept this grace.
反而咧，佢不厌其烦咁样回答玛利亚嘅嗰种担心同埋疑虑。
Instead, through the angel Gabriel, he answered Mary's concerns, worries, and anxieties.
尽量去帮佢，甚至事前安排咗佢表姐伊丽莎白年老怀孕呢一个咁坚实嘅见证嚟去增强佢嘅信心。
And to help ease Mary's worries.He first arranged the witness of Elizabeth's pregnancies to strengthen her own faith.
结果玛利亚没有拒绝到，而且是欣然接受这个的恩福。
In the end, Mary did not reject the gracious blessing of the Lord.
但我们进一步要注意的。
Another thing to note though,
她是以谦卑顺服，以遵行神旨意的态度来去接受的。
Mary was humble in her obedience and acceptance of God's will.
这个咪正系我哋今日基督徒一个好重要嘅提醒。
This is an important reminder for us Christians today.
就系我哋已经系一个蒙耶稣基督救恩白白得到呢个恩典嘅基督徒。喺呢个同时啊，我哋应该点样咧
？In the same way as we accept the salvation of Jesus Christ that was given to us unconditionally,
我哋有冇好似玛利亚咁样放低自己嘅主权，尊主为大，作为一个一心一意完成？神主意的做一个忠心良善的仆人呢
We need to also ask ourselves whether we have also denied ourselves and our authority to prioritize Christ in all things. Are we determined to be loyal and kind servants of the Lord who only strives to live for his will?
这个是很重要的问题的，因为下面会讲。
This is very crucial because
从玛利亚接受这个大恩典一开始的时候就意味着什么呢？他将要面对的是一个颠覆了的人生。
By accepting this grace, Mary also accepts that her life will be turned upside down.
我们一想就知道了。
Think carefully about her situation.
一个16-17岁未婚已经怀孕的女子。
She is a pregnant 16-17-year-old unmarried girl.
她的人生已经是不同了。
She would have to give up a very normal life.
她不再次好像一般女子那样有这个机会就是结婚生子。
She won't be like other girls, to be wed and have children of her own.
然后勤劳持家。
She's not allowed to diligently manage her very own household.
努力这样去缔造一个幸福的家庭。
Nor will she have the chance to build a warm and blessed family.
然后享受天伦之乐。
And won't be able to enjoy the many great joys of family.
这些是一般的女性的人生路。
This was many girls' dreams in that time.
但事实上玛利亚面临的马上是无情的指控羞辱，甚至可能被她未婚夫休弃，到最后可能是因为这样然后犯了奸淫罪，遭受到杀身之祸。
In fact, Mary would instead immediately face harsh criticism and shame, not only because her engagement might be called off by her soon-to-be husband, but also face possible death as punishment from her supposed adultery.
好感恩的我们看圣经知道后面就是上帝的能力荫庇她。
But it is by God's grace that she was indeed blessed by his protection.
藉着她的未婚夫约瑟的顺服不厌弃她而且是马上迎娶她过来。
Through Joseph's own obedience to God, he does not divorce her and instead marries her.
那玛利亚真是避过这一劫的了。
This really helped Mary escape social and legal punishment.
但是她这个颠覆人生并没有因此而停止的。
Nevertheless, Mary's upside down life does not end there.
你看看她，圣子降生在马槽，几咁危险啊。
To have God the Son born in a manger is definitely not normal and not safe at all.
耶稣这个 BB 一出世，就为了逃避希律王的追杀，就要逃亡去埃及，整个过程几咁凶险啊。
Jesus was born and immediately had to flee to Egypt to escape death from King Herod adds even more danger.
就算直到耶稣出来传道了，他所经历的都是这位所谓至高者的儿子，处处树敌。
Until Jesus grew up and started his own mission in preaching God's kingdom, Mary had to face many enemies raising the Son of the Most High God.
然后日夜颠簸，劳苦疲乏。
She had to tirelessly labor on day and night.
甚至到最后她被人捉了。
And as Jesus was caught at the very end,
被人家诬告，诬陷控告。
And was facing slanderous accusation in a trial.
最后被鞭打，钉上十字架上边。
Violently flogged and hung up on a cross like a criminal.
这些一切一切，玛利亚是历历在目的。
Mary watched all this unfold with her very own eyes.
我请问大家了，她的大恩何在啊？点睇到佢有恩典啊
？So the question stands: Where is God's gracious blessing to be found？
所以我哋一定要追问。所以响呢个嘅路加福音11:27咁讲。
So let's follow up by reading Luke chapter 11 verse 27。
经文话：耶稣正说话嘅时候，众人中间有一个女子大声说。怀你胎和乳养你的有福了，耶稣说是的。
In this Bible passage, it says Jesus was saying these things. A woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." And Jesus replied, "Yes."
耶稣系肯定呢个人所讲嘅说话，就系、是、嗰个人话：玛利亚，你系耶稣嘅母亲，有福啦。
Jesus affirms the woman's belief that Jesus' mother, Mary, was indeed greatly blessed.
但是前文看到，我想一般人呢的心目中不是这样的。
However, from the perspective of most people, it wasn't so.
玛利亚蒙受的一般来说不当是福，反而是觉得是祸。
In many people's eyes, Mary's blessings seem more like misfortune.
但是我尝试，就好像这个人这样，从上帝的眼光来看这件事。
just like this woman, let's use God's perspective to look at it and how it's different.
瑪利亞的人生因為她順服遵守上帝的旨意被顛覆了。
Though Mary's life was flipped upside down because of her obedience to God,
但是你看看她是誕生了神的兒子。
She not only gave birth to the Son of God,
同上帝的兒子耶穌基督同住同行三十年。
But she also walked with Christ for 30 years.
是的，她是親眼見到耶穌受苦待、鞭打、被誣告、釘死十字架上面。
Yes, she did watch with her very own eyes his suffering from slander to torture to death on a cross.
但是她同時親眼見到耶穌基督復活升天，成就天父上帝交給她救贖世上罪人的這個大功。
But she also witnessed Jesus' resurrection, obedience to God, and him taking on the sins of all people to redeem us back to God the Father.
文雅地說，有子而此，父復何求？
To have a son like Jesus, what more could a mother ask for?
正如我們當中，如果有一個品行端正、事業有成、生活上處處榮神益人的子女，
Just like any parent, when we witness our own children prosper and grow up to be upstanding citizens, living a life that glorifies God and blessing those around them.
我肯定你一定好像我这样感受到自己是一位满有福气的父母。
We too would feel that we have been greatly blessed as parents.
你认不认为是？
Do you think so?
但是即我们再留心一下，这样说呢未停止的，因为耶稣不是停在这里。
But in Jesus' case, he doesn't stop there.
所以在这个路加福音十一章二十八节，耶稣这样说，他说，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
So that's why in verse 28, Jesus continues his reply by saying, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obeys it.
这样说的话，原来玛利亚最大的恩福是什么呢？
So what is actually Mary's biggest blessing?
原来是她遵守神的道、神的话。
It is in fact found in her own obedience of God's will.
每一位凡是她按神的旨意守道行道的人呢，
When someone dedicates their life in following God's will,
她一生的路，
their journey in life,
绝对是跟世人呢一般所筹划的人生路不同的，
will undoubtedly be different from the world's perception of what a good life should look like.
因为信主人无论他的人生观、价值观、世界观都跟世人不同的嘛。
Because a Christian's values is inherently different from the world's values.
所以他表现出来一定是颠覆了这所有人的看法。
A Christian's values is an upside down value system overall.
正因为这样，信徒所行的路一定跟世上的人是不同的。
Therefore, a Christian's choices in life will be different from the world.
不同，於是我們會受世人的排斥打壓，真是比比皆是。
And this is why the world will try to isolate and pressure Christians.
這個正是我們真正的基督徒應該認識清楚的。
And as true Christians, this is what we must fully understand.
我們要肯定这个不是祸，反而是福。
This is no misfortune, but rather a great blessing.
不好像玛利亚，她谦卑顺服在上帝的旨意底下。
Just like how Mary humbly followed God's will.
那她又蒙福得恩，终身呢有上帝的大能去荫庇。
She received God's grace and protection.
她诞下救主耶稣基督，带来是什么？就是救世的福音。
She birthed Jesus, who brought the saving gospel.
她颠覆了这个罪恶的世代，将这个罪恶世代挽回过来。
Turning this sinful world upside down and saving it from destruction.
万人可以说都因她得福。
All of the world has been blessed through Mary.
所以玛利亚的颠覆了的人生，她是使到这个因为罪而颠覆了的世代得见真光。
So her upside down life has allowed this unrepentant world to see the true life and light in Jesus.
而罪人呢，就得蒙福音的拯救。
This upside down reality that sinners may be given gracious salvation in the gospel.
你说了，玛利亚是不是一个有福的人呢？
So you tell me, Is Mary blessed?
因此我们啊，作为基督徒，已经在世人面前彰显了我们是世上的光，世上的盐了。
So we as Christians have become the salt and light of the earth.
我相信大家都愿意谦卑遵行上帝的旨意。
And we believe that we can humbly submit to the will of God.
这样有主的同行呢，我们的人生是被颠覆了的。不过这个就是一个即能够荣神益人的生活。
So we walk with the Lord this upside down life and strive to bring glory to Him through blessing others.
我真的很希望我们是以一个被上帝颠覆的人生去颠覆这个罪恶的世代，成为我们一个蒙大恩的基督徒的生命。
And this is our hope. By turning this sinful generation on its head, we shall become Christians who are greatly blessed.
愿上帝的话在主耶稣基督里面保守你们的心怀意念，直到永远。阿们。
May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We 一同同心赞美主，多谢耶稣教导我们要谦卑，去过一个蒙福的颠生的颠覆的人生。 We praise God for He give us the upside down life and now we can give glory to Him. Yeah. 请起立， please stand up.